This is Senator Al Simpson. The Bush administration has sent to Congress a pretty straightforward proposal to reform the nation's banking system. In a minute, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Democrats scratched their heads and blinked like a frog in a hailstorm 3 years ago when the Bush administration asked for crucial funds to investigate the sick savings and bank system. Democrats voted only a fraction of what the Attorney General asked for to prevent the drain disaster which resulted. Dems gave a whole new meaning to the old saw, a day late and a dollar short. Now, Ted, here's your chance to atone. Take some serious and swift action on the president's thoughtful plan to overhaul the nation's financial industry. Accounts could continue to be insured up to $100,000, but savers would only be able to have one main insured account per institution. Ted, stop always being penny wise and pound foolish and help us fix the banking crunch that you helped to dump on us.
Al, you call the president's proposal straightforward. That's one thing it's not. It's the size of a New York City telephone book. It recommends far-reaching changes in laws in place since the Great Depression. It would give controversial new powers to banks at a time of major banking turmoil and recession. That's how we got into the S&L mess, Al. You Republican ideologues said, give them carte blanche. Let's ensure nothing like that disaster happens to other banks. Changes in the law should meet several tests. Depositors must be protected. The banking system must be shored up by more effective regulation. Capital must be reasonably available to both individuals and businesses, especially small firms. We must guarantee fair competition in all financial services. The president's proposals deserve serious consideration, Al, but Congress can't just rubber stamp massive changes in banking laws. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Anti-Crime Summit. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.